Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it's a great day to be out in the garden today, enjoying yourself. I got up nice and early this morning, was outside, and it was nice and cool. Definitely temperatures I wanted to work in. It's going to warm up today, but these temperatures this week are definitely worth working outside. So keep that in mind. It's going to be easier and more enjoyable out there. You'll probably get more production done when it comes to your garden. Like I said, there's still plenty to do, plenty of time to be putting in your vegetables, putting in all the different items. So, you know, still got some time to be putting in there. So definitely get out to the garden centers, get out there, enjoy it, and see what's going on out there as well. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time here to answer all your gardening questions. So give us that call. I've had some great questions today on a number of different things. You know, some dealing with lilacs, some dealing with others. But lilacs seem to be one of the ones we're looking at today the most. So definitely looking at your lilacs, looking at anything that's flowering in general. I wanted to talk a little bit about it because I did have some questions from, you know, when do you prune a lilac? When do you take care of, you know, how long should they be blooming? Should they be done at this point? Or, you know, can you prune them safely? Well, definitely. Once a lilac is done blooming, once it has established its, you know, it's done its thing with the flowers, that is the perfect time to be pruning them, right? Because we're not going to affect any of the growth on the plant. You're not going to affect the flowers, right? And that's one of the main reasons why we have lilacs, is for the flowers on there. So you don't want to affect them. So that's why you wait until they're done flowering. Once they're done flowering, then you prune them off. Then you clean them up and get them, by like a third is really what we're looking at doing. What happens is by cutting it by a third, you're going to create new growth. It's going to get thicker. It's going to get stronger. It'll allow you to have most likely more flowers and more blossoms for next season, because that's the goal, right, is to have those flowers. So definitely worth doing. But this could be, this would be the time. I mean, most of your lilacs should be done blooming. You know, your common lilacs at this point. You know, if you have some of the others, like a dwarf Korean lilac, sometimes those will rebloom. So it's waiting. It's waiting till the end of the season, right, to prune them. But the majority of your common lilacs, the ones that have the bigger flowers, the purples, the whites, those are ones that should be done flowering at this point, and we can cut back and work with them. So definitely now is the time to prune. And that really is the rule of thumb when it comes to the majority of plants, right? Right now in front of my house, there are some rhododendrons that are in full bloom. And each year that I've been in the house, I've always pruned them after the fact, that after the fact of, you know, they're done flowering, to try and really rejuvenate them for next year, get them thicker and wider instead of bigger. When we moved into this house, you know, 6+ years ago, the rhododendron had kind of gone wild. And I had split-level capes, so, you know, the downstairs, you can't really see out, which is fine. We get the light, but you see these awesome blossoms that I'm looking at right now. But what was happening is they were over the other window on the second floor. And so over time, I've cut them back and shaped them, and now they're a nice full rhododendron that stayed a little bit smaller. But I've always waited till later on in the season. You know, we always, when we hear pruning, when it gets warm, we kind of say, oh, I don't want to prune, it's too hot. It might be the case. You know, look at the day that you're going to do it. But these blossoms are going to be on here for another week to 10 days, which puts us close to July 4th. You know, we're going to want to prune them, and you're going to have time to do that. And that's definitely, you know, something that can be done to keep them the size that you want them to. But with most of your rhododendrons that are blooming right now, once they're done flowering, prune them. Rhododendron in particular is a little bit more common to understand and see that blossom for next year, right? You know, some of the other plants, you don't see the blossoms right away. As a rhododendron, you see that blossom form in the next couple months, and it's there all winter, and then in the spring, it's right there, right? So you know where that blossom is. You see those, so you kind of say, all right, once that's happened, you can't prune it. But that's something to be thinking about, is pruning some of your flowering shrubs now after they're done blooming. You know, there's an azalea in the front yard as well. Finished flowering a couple weeks ago. Perfect time to prune it. Thin it out, clean it up, do that type of thing. Some of the other, you know, plants to look at that are flowering and you're saying, all right, well, I don't want to, do I cut them now? When do I cut them? You know, your hydrangeas, right? Hydrangeas, your blue hydrangea. You know, you can trim back some of the flowers after they're done blooming to, you know, with your endless summer, sometimes it'll help push new growth and new flowers for later on in the season. That would be fine. But your paniculata type hydrangeas, the white hydrangeas, the creams, the lime colors, those are ones that you need to prune early in the season to help, because it'll help affect, it won't affect this year's blossoms, or you'll do it after they flower as well. So the general rule of thumb, just in gardening and pruning with anything that is flowering, is waiting until after it's done flowering to prune it back. You know, we use that with everything because it makes sense with everything. You know, I know some of you are thinking, well, you know, when do I prune the blue hydrangeas like I was talking about? Endless summer can kind of be pruned any time. But let's go back to like the Nikko blues, right? The ones where you're not sure when to cut, etc. That's why pruning them after they're done flowering is going to help you for next year, because they haven't pushed that next blossom yet. So use that as a rule of thumb when it comes to pruning anything that flowers, so that you're not worrying about affecting the flower growth for that future season. So something to be thinking about this year if you're looking to thin out some of the plants. You've spent a lot more time at home, so you now kind of know, you know, the cycle that it goes through a little bit more. Maybe you want more sunlight to come in, etc., because it's in front of the windows. Do what you can, but those are some examples of what to do to be safe with pruning. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including West Nile virus and Triple E. But Summit mosquito dunks kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. You can use those little dunks that kind of look like little donuts, or you can use the mosquito bits too. Either one would work for you, but it's definitely worth doing this year to take care of it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Richard in regards to St. Augustine grass. Now, I had a follow-up question for you, Richard, with the St. Augustine grass. The brown spots, are those like irregularly formed in the grass as well? Are they kind of like going through? You would see, like, if you were looking down, there would be like shapes, odd-looking shapes in the soil, on the ground?
Yes, correct. It's not uniform all throughout. So, yes, you are,
okay.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. So then you definitely have the brown patch, okay, which is it's a fungus that would be in the soil, okay? It does overwinter in the soil, so it's not like above in the the grass. You're not going to be able to prevent it that way, okay? So a couple things that I want you to do to be successful here. Don't fertilize the lawn when it's very hot and humid during the summer.
Okay.
Even though there's like that summer fertilizer that everybody talks about doing,
mm-hmm.
just don't do it at that time of season. Your watering. If you're watering with like a sprinkler system or something along those lines, do it early in the day.
Okay.
Don't do it at night. Make sure it's done in the morning. Okay. That's the best way to do it. We want to improve some of the air circulation that goes on this. And it would be like the same way that we do with plants, but this way you're going to have to aerate and dethatch. So you can aerate, you can rent an aerator or a dethatcher, or the aerating. You can use like the spikes that they have, like spike shoes that you just attach to your shoes and walk around the lawn just to break up some of the compaction in the soil. The dethatcher would get rid of some of that brown that's underneath and clean it up that way. Some of the areas that have been infected in those areas, maybe start adding some of the new, some other cultivars of grass to try and take over some of that St. Augustine's grass, or if you're looking to just keep the St. Augustine's because it's, you know, the entire lawn, maybe replant the St. Augustine's grass to build up that area and not be just, you know, brown soil or brown leaves. The other thing would be to use the fungicide in those areas. I like to use Infuse from Bonide.
Okay.
Infuse is a great one. It comes in a liquid form. It also comes in a granular form. The liquid form, you can just attach to a hose end sprayer. Just attach to the hose, and it has its own sprayer. It's systemic. And lasts up to about a month on it.
Okay.
What I would suggest doing is, even after taking care of it this year, don't act like the disease is gone. Do it again next spring, okay? And continue it, you know, monthly on it. The back of the bag or the back of the bottle will tell you how often to do it. So I pull up the, every time I talk about any chemical or whatnot, I pull up the label on the, while I'm talking about it. And, it says you can start the application in May or June before disease occurs. Apply every 14 days. Now, for southern lawns, start application at first sign of disease in spring or fall. Okay, so 14-day intervals. You're not going to want to do it. You're going to want to do it multiple times during the season. But I like the hose end attachment because I can see where I'm going with it. If the lawn's really dry, you can see the ground kind of absorb it. If it is very dry, sometimes what I will do is I'll just put the sprinkler on just for a little bit or water the lawn first just so that the chemical will absorb into the plant a little bit and the water mixture isn't just watering the soil, you know what I mean, and just going right through if it's so dry. So that's kind of how I look at it, but I think this would be definitely the way to go to help with that St. Augustine's grass.
Okay, Patrick, I've got a walk behind aerator, and I did aerate yard just coming out of winter.
Yep.
Would you do it again? Would you also do it again?
Do it again in the take a look at doing it again now, and then possibly in the fall, just to really help get some airflow in there to get rid of this disease once and for all.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Well, good luck, Richard. Have a great one.
You too, thanks.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
You want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
At least 200 U.S. companies were the victim of a ransomware attack on Friday, targeting the networks of small businesses. Cybersecurity experts say the attack was focused on a company that supplies network software to spread the malicious software. A criminal group based in Eastern Europe or Russia is being blamed for the attack, the same group that's believed to have perpetrated the attack on meat supplier JBS earlier this year. President Biden told reporters Saturday in Michigan that the U.S. would retaliate if the Russians are found to be involved.
Directing the intelligence community, you give me a deep dive on what's happened, and I'll know better tomorrow, and if it is, either with the knowledge of and or the consequence of Russia, then I told Putin we will respond. We're not certain. The initial thinking was it was not the Russian government.
This is USA Radio News. Despite reports that security fencing that was installed in the wake of the January 6th riots will soon be coming down, the Capitol building is still closed to most visitors. Brad Bernards has more.
As it had been nearly 16 months, longer than any time in the nation's history, the U.S. Capitol is closed to most public visitors. The 1-2 punch of the coronavirus pandemic that shattered the Capitol's doors in the spring of 2020 and the deadly insurrection by then-President Donald Trump's supporters on January 6th has left the icon of American democracy unopened to all but a select few. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the Milwaukee Bucks are returning to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1974, after defeating the Atlanta Hawks 118-107 in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee's Chris Middleton put up 32 points to lead all scorers and started off the third quarter on a personal 16-0 run. Game 1 of the Finals against the Phoenix Suns is Tuesday night. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in Tewksbury.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Well, let's, I have a infestation of, I went to Mahoney's in Tewksbury and they couldn't give me an answer on this, so I thought I'd give you a call on it. It's either purslane or sedge.
Okay.
In my vegetable garden, and I've been down on my hands and knees. It keeps coming back year after year, and I keep uprooting it and disposing of it. But I don't know how to get rid of it without backbreaking work. Can you give me?
Yeah, so you have, porcelain?
Yeah.
Or what was the other one?
Sudge. They actually called Bonide about it. Okay. This was just before the 4th of July, but Bonide was on vacation.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a sedge, so it's almost, you have two different products, right, that are in there. The porcelain's more of like a ground cover, if you will, and the sedge
is
more like
is.
A grass.
It has like a purple stems and little almost, I don't know, they're... It just crawls all over the place, and you pull it up little by little. Then you'll see it pop up as just they're almost shaped like the leaves on clover.
Yep.
Small leaves on clover, and then it will spread out from there and take over and do more and more. But I don't know what to do about it.
So a lot of times weeds will grow in not the greatest soil. As well, sometimes they'll grow in perfect soil.
Mm-hmm.
So
my soil's really good.
Yep. So I'm sure it's we're in a drought period. I'm not sure if Tewksbury has a watering ban. I know
I have my own well, and
okay.
I water it from my private well.
Okay, so you're watering fine. The ground is fine that way. Have you if you notice any water just sitting there at all at any time.
It drains really nicely too. It's really good.
Yeah, I just want to check on some of the soil conditions because that can really tell us a lot. What are you growing in there, and how successful have you been?
I grow tomatoes, I grow peppers, I grow cucumbers, and I grow summer squash. This year I'm growing zucchini.
Okay.
And everything except for the peppers, which was my second question, has been growing fine, great, abundantly. And I use a drip watering system.
Perfect. You're doing everything the right way. When it comes at the drip is perfect for any vegetable to be doing that. So that makes me very happy to hear. Now, as far as like the porcelain and the sedge for something to spray on it, there are some organic products out there that you could use. There's a organic burnout and burnout two from Bonide.
Yeah.
That can be spraying on there. One thing you could look to do is when you've planted the garden and you've got the garden planted, using something like a pre-emergent, like a preen. It's a pre-emergent that you could put down around the plants. Now the pre-emergent will protect new seeds from growing up. It's not going to affect the plants that you have around it.
All right.
You can put it in vegetable gardens. You can put it in flower gardens. You can put it all over the place. That would be something to help prevent some of this going forward. It might even be something at the end of the season, at the beginning of the season, before you've done anything, putting some down because... You know, in our area, we're not planting in the garden, depending upon what we have, until almost mid-May.
Memorial Day, that's when
I start. So the weeds are going to be already growing, right?
Yes.
So what I'd look to do is maybe put in that area early in the season, like a preen down, the pre-emergent, to cut back on some of those weeds, so it will get rid of a lot of them. And then about a week or so before you're going to be planting... you can even do it up to 24 hours prior. Use this organic spray, Burnout. It's a weed and grass killer. What it does is so it uses the sun to actually make it work.
Oh.
So you spray it on the plant. What it does is there's an outer coating on all plants, like a skin, if you will, but it's just like a see-through outer coating. Mm-hmm. That breaks down from the citric acid and the oil that you're spraying it. Then the sun will actually help burn the inside because it doesn't have that protective coating any longer, and it'll burn it from the top down. From there, it'll kill the root system as well. So I think that would be something to be using early in the season.
What about now?
So you could use it now. What I would suggest doing is getting like a piece of cardboard and go around the areas where your vegetables are and put the cardboard on the side where if you're spraying it so it doesn't hit the side of it, right?
You
could paint it too. That would be fine. But I'd do either one of those. You're trying to soak the weed. You want it to get all over it. Like I said, it uses the sun to work. This acid that's in it will break down that part, the outer coating of the leaves. So that would be something I would use on both it was porcelain, right?
Yeah, porcelain and sudge.
And sudge. So those are the two. There's synthetic that you can use, but in a vegetable garden, I hate to use anything synthetic. But the other product would be a sedge ender.
I have a bottle of that I used on some crabgrass a few years ago, and it did a great job.
It's actually, I always have the Bonide website up just so I can look at the labels of what they have. And they have this really cool problem solver on their website where you can go and it says Weeds Quick Guide. So I click on it. And you click on porcelain, and it says right on it, sedge ender. Concentrate is one that will get rid of it. So you might even be able to paint that sedge ender right on the porcelain as well.
Oh, okay. In a concentrate, or should it be diluted?
The concentrate would be the best because you're getting the majority of it. It's a stronger dose to it. But painting it on would be fine, as long as you're not getting it on the other, the plants around it.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good advice. Now, what about my peppers?
Now, what's happening? Are they just failure to really thrive, or?
Yes. They grow. They get blossoms. And last year, out of six plants, I got two peppers.
Oh, geez. And it's so it's still flowering.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. It's so it'll flower, but you get nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. And are they in the same spot each year?
No, I move them around.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. It's like you've done this before, right?
I've been doing it for 40 years.
Yeah, I'm just... so what have you used for fertilizer on there?
I use Dr. Earth's vegetable fertilizer.
Okay, and when was the last time you did that?
A week ago.
Okay. You can use that again and do that in two-week intervals. I'd be looking at... is that the liquid form, or are you using the granular?
No, I use the granular.
Granular. Okay. I'd look at using a liquid fertilizer at the moment. So using a Neptune's Harvest is a really good one.
Okay. Yeah.
I like using that to help to fertilize it to get it stronger there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what else we could do for you. Is it still producing flowers at this point?
It got its first flower the other day. One of them got its first flower, and the others look like they're ready to get their flowers. I was looking at them this morning early.
Okay, so forget what I just said about the Neptune's Harvest. It's an awesome fertilizer. I want you to use it a little bit later. What I want you to use now is look and see if you can get a bloom booster, something that has a middle number that has a high number compared to the others.
Like a 5-10-5?
You could do a 5-10-5. You could also do like a Jack's Classic, which is like Peter's. They have a 10-30-20, which is their bloom booster.
Okay.
Basically, it's one tablespoon per gallon of water. Mm-hmm. And when they start to flower, this will help produce more. The phosphorus will sit a little bit in that soil and actually help produce more flowers and produce stronger, blossoms to produce more fruit to it. The thing about anything that is fruiting, that is flowering, that's when the phosphorus levels, you want to hit it, so it will push more of those at the same time.
We used to push match heads down in the soil.
You could do, that's a great way to do it. I like to use this because I know the liquid is going to go right into it and absorb it. Okay. The other suggestion I have is water the plants before you use the fertilizer.
All right.
Get everything watered first, because when we put fertilizer down and something's dry, the fertilizer is going to go right through. We want it to slowly seep into the soil.
Okay.
And so water the plants first. Fertilize with a high phosphorus on there to help those peppers and anything else that's flowering to produce more fruit for you in vegetables. It's one that really does help to push it. And you can do that with so many different things. But I know this will help with the peppers and help produce it.
I have one other thing about
the
peppers. Somebody said, why am I not using Epsom salts? Really? Why?
Some people will use Epsom salts on a bunch of different things, but I don't think this is the case with this.
Okay.
I would love to see some phosphorus pushed into the soil to push it a little bit. Are you noticing anything else with the leaves? Are they curling or?
No, they look healthy.
Okay.
If something looked bad, I'd say, what am I going to do about this? But they look so healthy. They just don't produce.
Yeah, it's interesting. because there's always, you always look for something else that would cause it.
Right.
I'd also look at maybe thinning out some of the leaves on the lower part to let some airflow go through there to help push the growth a little bit. Sometimes when, you know, we've had rain and then the humidity, it will slow them down a bit. The airflow will actually allow them to produce a little bit more. You know, the heat sometimes does push the blossoms and the growth on peppers back. They don't like the extreme heat.
That could like be, we've been having, yeah.
Yeah, and that could be part of it. The next couple days, the next week or so, it is looking to cool down.
Yep.
But it could have something to do with the heat as well.
All right. I hear you coming up on a commercial.
All right, Bill. Well, thank you for your phone call. Good luck.
I appreciate all the time. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here when we get back. We have some more calls to get to. We'll definitely help you out. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got a couple minutes before we bring on, a guest in Randy Schultz from Summit Solutions. He also actually does a great newsletter that we can that you can find to help us. It's actually some great stuff. Homegardenandhomestead.com is his website. Greenprints.com is the other one. He's very, very well versed on a lot of things that are gardening. So we might just talk a little bit more than just about the Summit Solution. So we do have a call in line, so when we get to that, Nathan, who's up next?
Norman's in Cape Cod.
Norman, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Norman. Good morning, Patrick. I have a question about a pollinator for blueberry bushes. I did everything that you recommended in the winter, cut them back, and they just aren't producing anything, and I think I might need a particular shrub.
Okay, what blueberry did you purchase? What variety?
I don't know. I got them a couple of years ago from Westport, Rhode Island, and they were unbelievable that year.
Now, do they have large Large fruit, small fruit?
Large fruit.
Okay. Well, so they might have been, some of the popular ones right now, Blue Crop, Duke. Those are just a couple to name a few. Sometimes with blueberries, what they ask for is, multiple of the same. Like a Duke blueberry is self-pollinating. If you want more harvest, you want more fruit, they actually say have more blueberries because they will help cross-pollinate each other that way. You can have more of the same or more of others. Like I said, Duke is a self-pollinating, so you might see that more often. Blue Crop or Blue Ray is some of them that have it. Blue Crop, I believe, is also self-fertile. So basically what I'm saying here is a lot of the fruit, the blueberries, just need more of the same or others mixed in so that you can get a better population. They will help cross-pollinate each other.
Okay.
And I think that could be part of it, getting a few more. So when you first got them there, you purchased them from an area where they had tons of blueberries, or they came from a grower that had tons of blueberries. So they all pollinated each other that season. So that could be part of the reason why you saw so much the first season.
Right.
But I think adding another one or two will help make sure that soil is very acidic. I would be fertilizing them at this point, maybe with like a Neptune's Harvest liquid food, or Dram has a fish fertilizer that you can use as well. So that's what I'd be doing at this time to try and get them to grow a little bit more, be more productive.
Okay, sounds good.
Alrighty.
Second question, I was glad you had Victoria on this morning. I just want to double check on the phone number. Can you give me natural alternative phone number?
All right, that phone number for Natural Alternative is 888-546-5941. You can also go on their website, naturalalternative.com, but that phone number, I'll say it again for anybody else listening, for Natural Alternative is 888-546-5941. And give them a call. You can leave a message today or call them tomorrow. It most likely is going to be Victoria who you'll talk with to get you some great information.
All right. Terrific. Thank you very much, Patrick, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thanks. You as well. All right. We're going to take a break here when we get back. Randy from Summit Responsible Solutions. So hang tight with us. We'll be back in a few.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.